We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Weisch, NFL Network reporter. You can follow him on Twitter at WeischWYCHE89. And you can see him every Monday on the NFL Network's The Aftermath at 3 o'clock. Steve, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We've been better, Steve. I mean, yeah. We thought finally the Browns had figured it out, and obviously they haven't because they're 2-6. And before we get to Freddie Kitchens specifically, you know, I made the point earlier that I still, you know, we got caught up in the talent because for the first time in a long time, the Browns have talent. But I think there's still, in my opinion at least, systematic problems with this franchise. With a franchise that has consistently not shown a lot of interest in the character of the players on the team, and that leads up to ownership as well, and I think it's gotten worse with John Dorsey. What do you think of that criticism, Steve?
Yeah, you know, in terms of character, I don't know. In terms of that, I mean, I know Whitehead had that freaking Twitter rant the other day, but you don't have, in terms of character, you've got some really good guys in the locker room, right? You don't have, you know, bad guys. I've been in a locker room where there's bad guys in there, or there's a bunch of, oh, I'm not playing, or you should be playing, and, you know, the locker room lawyer type of stuff that really breaks it down. They don't have those guys in the locker room, okay? But what you have is some really good, borderline really good individual talent, but the chemistry isn't there. And I know that was a concern of John Dorsey because they were putting a lot of pieces together. And that just hasn't evolved. I mean, whether if it was Odell not being there at OTAs to get some stuff going with Baker Mayfield, whether it's with a new coaching staff, you can see it is not there right now. And they get a couple more losses, and then some more of this individuality is going to start to pop up. Like, well, I got to get mine because I'm in a contract. Your X, Y, and Z stuff is going to start popping up. So they've got to figure some things out. We've been saying this all season. But it's in terms of bad person character, I don't think that's a concern.
Okay. I mean, I mean, you look at Jimmy Haslam's been in some trouble. The special teams coach made some anti-gay remarks. We've got Kareem Hunt. You got Antonio Callaway. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I still and you know, even Baker to some degree has been a pain in the neck. And I think there's certainly no discipline on this team. And no accountability. That's the way it looks to me.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree. The lack of discipline and the lack of accountability. I would agree with that. And part of it is who's your veteran guy who's gonna tell somebody who's showing up to meeting late or jaking it in practice or jumping off sides?
Yeah.
Who's your veteran guy who's got that respect to be like, hey, you're killing us, man.
Yeah,
you're taking food off of our team. They don't have it.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
No, that's fair.
And the good teams will always tell you, we've got to have that guy, not just in the overall team, but in each positional group meeting room. We've got to have that guy, and that's what they don't have.
Yesterday, you were on NFL Network, obviously, and you talked about the fact that you're hearing that Freddie Kitchens will not be fired during the season. I wonder if last year, like whether we'll see if they fire him at the end of the year. I mean, you can't do, in my opinion, you can't do a worse job than he's done through eight games, but I think last year, firing Hugh Early, which he deserved to be fired, but it gave you a false sense maybe of what Freddie Kitchens was. Some fans wanted to hire Greg Williams. He had a false sense of him. I think sometimes you get tricked by having that interim coach or interim coordinator in there. And I almost don't, even though I don't think Freddie's any good, in my opinion, I don't want him to be fired because I'm afraid they'll get tricked again.
Yeah, well, that's how come you rarely see teams hire the guy who is their interim.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I understand it because, frankly, the interim coach was part of the problem of his predecessor, right? So now I'm not going to say Freddie was part of Hugh's issue. They just had a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Part of it is because they didn't have any talent. They got much better talent now. But, just to kind of, in case people didn't hear it, you know, I reported from people I've spoken to there, John Dorsey's committed to Freddie through the year. And people there are also feeling that you know, is even though Friday's got his weaknesses, there are some players who are not holding up their end of the deal as well. Whether that's back to lack of accountability and discipline and things like that, that's part of it. So we'll see what happens at the end of the year, but it is hard. People I talk to from around the league, they're like, it is hard unless Freddie all of a sudden gets the team to do a 180. It's kind of hard to see him coming back. Now, you got financials that come with all of this. You're going to have to pay another staff along with the existing staff and this and that. These are things to consider. But if you're going to assemble all this talent and you don't have faith in the guy who's leading it based on a full, you know, 1 year's worth of work, you got to make the move. Arizona did it this year. I mean, I think that gives an example. And you can say what you want about Cliff Kingsbury. We all doubted him a little bit. They've got some things working.
Yes, they do.
In Arizona. So, you know, we'll see. I think we all personally like Freddie, but it, you know, you talk to people and they say there's definitely some points you see where he looks overmatched at times.
No doubt. We're talking with Steve Wyche, NFL Network. Steve, Baker Mayfield was tremendous as a rookie. Set the record for most touchdowns as a rookie, even though he played in only 13 and a half games. He looked phenomenal for the most part. Was confident. Completion percentage, great. Now he's a different quarterback. Obviously, we've talked about the coaching issues. The offensive line's not as good, but the wide receiving core is better. Nick Chubb is an absolute star. And
monster.
Yet, right. I mean, he's amazing. And yet Baker, to me, is a disaster. He's been awful. I don't like his attitude at all. He spends more time shaving and doing commercials than throwing touchdowns. What's the real Baker? What do you think is? Because was it last year? Is it this year? Is it somewhere in between? Because I'm lost on him right now.
Yeah, I got to tell you, he just doesn't look – he doesn't look like the same guy. Now, my whole thing is, when I look at this offense, what is it?
Yeah.
Right? Are you helping your quarterback succeed? Are you putting – are you – what is their identity? Give the ball to Chubb. Do everything off of run action. When you have to go up tempo, bang. Okay, it's worked for Jared Goff. It's working for – Jimmy Garoppolo up in San Francisco. Look at where it's working with the young quarterbacks and take a slice out of that, okay? They don't do that. It is like every week they're pulling lottery numbers out of a machine and hoping that that something's going to work. You know, again, you guys see it a little more close than I do, but I watch a lot of their games, and it is, what is the identity of this offense? So for Baker, he's trying to do too much. Rarely are things on schedule. I mean, he's trying to, you know, stretch plays. He's trying to do this and that. He's trying to do too much. And it's the same thing you heard about Jameis Winston and some of these other quarterbacks. And that's why you're getting, you know, the giveaways and the mistakes. And then, you know, when they get a drive going, they get a freaking stupid penalty. They get behind the sticks. And then he goes back to trying to be a miracle worker again. And that's a tough cycle that they keep repeating. That if they could just have some clean drives, even if they end in field goals, some clean drives, then they can understand what it feels like to succeed and to function. But I have rarely seen them have like consecutive clean drives where they're just on schedule and they look like an on-schedule offense.
We're talking with Steve Wyche of the NFL Network. Steve, let's talk about some other things around the league. The Ravens win over the Patriots, predicted by me, by the way, it was extremely impressive. Is that something, like, you know, every time a team that's playing well loses, we always ask the question, has something been figured out? What could be figured out? There's nobody else in the league that can do what Lamar Jackson can do.
No.
So, you know, it doesn't matter.
No, he was fantastic. But, you know, what teams are doing against the Patriots is they're running the ball. I mean, the Browns gashed them, right?
So, yes.
I mean, I think that's what you've got to be able to have, that type of run game, which, of course, Belichick will eventually fix. But you've got to have that type of run game to kind of work things. And then you've also got to have a defense that can make plays. I mean, the giveaways by New England were just totally uncustomary. I mean, the fumble by Edelman, just a bad kind of arm punt by Brady right there. So, I mean, those are things we just haven't seen. But Baltimore was in their heads a little bit, right? So, so we're not going to see that often. The Ravens look like a very good football team. At times they haven't. At times they have. But, you know, that X factor they have, we've been saying for a full year now since he became starter, he's going to take that big hit, you know, that often. The fact that he can pass now, his intermediate passing ability is really, you know, his accuracy and everything is really improved. that adds an element that no matter how you scheme it, the fact that he's throwing the ball and he's putting it on his receivers where they don't have to make spectacular plays, that's what makes him and that offense very dangerous.
Who do you think is the best team in the NFL right now?
Wow. It's hard to argue against the Niners, especially the way Garoppolo played, but that was against Arizona. I've seen the Saints like three or four times, and they're frightening. I was there when Breeze came back, and I was there for Bridgewater. And that defense is so good at all three levels because they're fast, they can run, they're physical, and Sean Payton is absolutely in his Rain Man mode right now. I mean, what he is doing with personality. So I would have, you know, I got to see the Niners or the Saints. I think if they met head-to-head on a neutral field, I'd have to take the Saints.
I agree.
So I would say New Orleans right now.
Who would be your MVP right now?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, it's easy. I mean, you look at what he's working with. Their defense, like I said in the air yesterday, it's not my son's a Seahawks defense.
Right.
They're getting tagged a lot on defense. He's got to be great every game. He's been great every game. So Russell Wilson, absolutely.
It's amazing. I would vote for Lamar Jackson. Obviously, Russell Wilson would be my second choice. He's been incredible. I just think that Lamar is doing something, and the coaching staff, kudos to them for tailoring this offense completely around him. But the fact that he is essentially an elite quarterback and an elite running back, or maybe a good quarterback and an elite running back, I don't know. But he is – it's almost like he's two players in one, so I give him more credit for that.
Well, Russell Wilson, too. I mean,
yeah,
he's not doing
true.
The stuff that Lamar's doing.
That's true. I love Russell Wilson.
And in clutch moments, God.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's
Russell,
so good.
I mean, that's the swing vote right there, if it's even that close, but I don't think it's that close.
Yeah, I mean, I think those two guys are 1-2, and then you got, I think, Watson, right? Maybe Christian McCaffrey.
Right? Christian McCaffrey.
He's been unbelievable.
That guy is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, tough runs, catching the ball. So, yeah, those would be the four right now, but somebody's going to come jumping out of the box pretty soon, whether it be Mahomes or whomever. Someone's going to show up. You know how this always goes.
Yep. All right, Steve, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're great. Take care.
Yeah, Steve Wyche, NFL Network reporter. Follow him on Wyche89 on Twitter. You can see him Mondays, The Aftermath, 3 p.m. Eastern on the NFL Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.